And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
What's up, ladies? This is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and you are here with Layla and
Golnar.
She has doing a surprise guest visit by satellite from Brooklyn, where she's currently hanging out with a bunch of hipsters and listening to raging girl punk. So, that's the radio show.
Hello. Okay, so we here at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio decided to get together and do a special of old lady punk, though not old lady punk.
Old ladies, we love you.
we're fine with old lady punk too, though. Anyway, this is getting off to a great start.
Old ladies.
Anyway, so the point is that we're going to play some songs, old ones.
We don't really need a point, though.
No. What is the... Layla.
Anyway, Golnar's going to play a set now of songs featuring women in them.
Yeah, women with an I and an two M's.
And you get grades taken off if you don't spell it that way.
Exactly. Totally.
That's a true story.
Okay, this song is called Mom and Pop Democracy. It's by an old band from Portland by the name of Sado Nation. Enjoy.
Then the way that they talk to us lullaby. Honey, your dispense, for you are returnable. Remember, you're returnable. Hit girls, house girls, snoot girls, hit me, a hit girl. Now, ooh, a hit girl, ooh, a hit girl,
Oh, the pack that he's got.
Hello. Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was just The Brat with a song called Leave Me Alone. My name is Golnar, and you're listening to our Lady Punk special.
Before we forgot to back announce the first song we played, which is Volpes, which was the first all-girl Spanish punk band who caused a big scandal in Spain by appearing on TV and singing their song, which is called...
Me gusta ser una zorra, which means I like being a slut.
Who doesn't?
No one in this room, I'm sure. At any rate. Oh, boy.
The jokes keep coming.
Yeah. Before The Brat, you heard a French band full of small children called Zero de Conduite, and that song is called Je Suis Mort. And apparently there's some YouTube video that you can check out. All of these bands are on YouTube, apparently.
Who isn't?
That's what I'm saying. Before that, Wilma with Fast Fascist. That band was from San Francisco.
That band. Is Wilma an actual band, or am I confusing with the Petticoats?
No, Wilma's a real band. The Petticoats is one person, but Wilma was a real band. They're from San Francisco in the late 70s, early 80s, and all of their other recorded music is like Sound of the Whales style moaning, but that song was good. And before that, the Amadots with Hit Girls from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 1980. TNT with Razzia, that band was from Switzerland. And as I said, I started that set out with Say Donation, Mom and Pop Democracy. And Layla, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to do a set of... This is kind of more mellow songs, and my next set is going to be more raging ones. But first up is a Chalk Circle song from a comp that came out. Sorry, I'm like an old man. Anyways.
Old lady punk.
Yeah, seriously. It's called Time Clock Equals Hole in Head. What's the name of the tape? And it was a bunch of the more art punk bands, and Sissy happened to have it. And Sharon Cheslow, who we just interviewed in the last issue of Maximum Rock and Roll, which you should check out because it's a really awesome interview and gives a female perspective on what was happening in DC hardcore in the early 80s and how kind of the art punk scene and the hardcore scene coexisted and then ceased to coexist. And and she actually couldn't remember that they recorded for this tape, but they did, and they recorded three songs, and this song is called Reflection, and it's super raging. Well, it isn't, but I mean raging in the sense that it rules.
And now, stay tuned.
Whoa, shit. She's ganging up against me. Dude, it totally, like, fucked up. What's it doing? I don't know what to do.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. That ruled, by the way. Yo. So that ended my set, which started with a collection of technical mishaps and ended with me spilling Golnar's beer on the floor. It's just that's just how I do.
Layla does not like beer, as evidenced by that last song, yeah. And then her knocking.
Anyway, I apologize to everybody for playing 5 CDs at once, not being able to queue up the right shit, and just doing how I do. Anyways, first up, I played or attempted to play our Chalk Circle Reflection.
It must be the 12 crusties that live inside of you.
The 12 crusties at war in my belly are keeping me from making true radio experience. Anyway, Chalk Circle was first, which was a DC art punk band. Then Neo Boys, Rich Man's Dream, which is from a 7-inch that came out on Greg Sage's label in the early 80s. Then Bow Wow Wow, which is, I think, the only Bow Wow Wow song I like, Baby on Mars. Then Suburban Lawns, My Boyfriend, and then Unit 3 plus Venus Beer, which is a song about how an 8-year-old does not like beer, which, you know, Golnar does not agree with, because apparently she likes beer.
I was actually drinking ginger ale, and that's what you knocked over.
Oh, well, anyways, whatevs.
I didn't want the people to know for a second. But then,
but then your true self was revealed, like, to quote out of Spitboy, the Spit greatest Boy. Punk band of all time.
The greatest of all bands, really. Anyway, so we're going to keep on going with our Lady Punk special. And I'm going to start off the next set with a band from Canada called NJF. And the song is called Happy Sad.
Happy sad, happy sad, happy sad, happy sad, happy sad, happy sad, happy sad.
What's up, Maximum Rock and Roll? That was just Ultimo Resorte with Una Causa Sin Fondo from their 12-inch of the same name. That band was from Barcelona and are awesome. We featured them in the magazine a few months ago, a long and wonderful interview by our good friend Paco, who's also re-releasing their discography. So look out for that. Before that, Toze Babe with a song called... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Before that, The Rats with a song called Broken Wire Telephone. Featuring Fred and Tootie of every other good band. Before that, The Petticoats with Allergy, and that's a one-woman band. That was Steph Petticoat, and it's a great record. I like to think Steph Petticoat is just like walking around the streets of San Francisco somewhere, and I'll run into her and she'll still be wearing these green leopard print pants. She's German, though, so maybe I'd have to go to Germany. Before that, Toze Babe with a song called Desilluge. And before that, NJF with a song called Happy Sad, Layla's Two Emotions. And so on that note, I'll pass it back to Layla.
Yes, much like Hardskin, have two chords, two fingers. I just have happy, sad. But anyways, you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You can check us out on the web at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio and email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. And send copies of Toze Babe on vinyl, Petticoats on vinyl. What other things do we need?
Ultimo Resorte.
To Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146. And I'm going to play a set of slightly more aggressive lady punk than the first that I played. Hopefully with a fewer technical errors. First up is this crazy German band called, I think actually they're Swiss. They're called Manic Depressive.
It's the same people from TNT. When they decided that TNT was too straightforward and not radical enough, they decided to get rid of their drummer, do a bunch of quaaludes, and record this record in one day.
And you can tell.
That's a true story. Everyone would stop laughing.
It's true. We'll be right back. Sä et halu nähdä, kuinka sä käytää.
Hey, so that was a set of four international bands, I guess, and one American band. First up was Manish Depressive from Switzerland with Side A of an insane-sounding 7-inch, which I don't think has song titles, but not sure. Then was The Nurse from The Red Flexi. The Nurse are an all-girl Japanese band, and I have no idea what that was called, but they have some intense-looking fetish wear on the cover. And if you have a copy of this Flexi, you could send it to me and I will be incredibly psyched. Then was The Rex, who were an all-girl hardcore band from Nevada, I think. And that was from their demo, Lullaby of the Womb. And that
Lullaby
song...
Lullaby of the Womb.
That song obviously is dedicated to the Lady Hawk, who will always be singing the Lullaby of the Womb to me. Then... finally was Ruto with Sa et Halu from this bootleg that just came out of both of their 7-inches on one. It's kind of expensive, but it's worth it. Two for the price of one. You were listening to Layla and Golnar on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio playing the Lady Jams, as we are wont to do.
Indeed.
And we're going to leave you with kind of... The first song I played was Sharon Cheslow, Chalk Circle, and she's an example of how to grow old and punk and stay rad and interesting. And now we're going to play The Avengers. And I would go as far as to say, do not follow Penelope's example, because becoming a boring liberal folk singer is not the way forward after writing amazing songs like this.